Let's review the bidding for just a moment in Egypt. We've got, first of all, a supreme judicial court run essentially by the military ruling council, which dissolved parliament a few weeks back. You've got the military ruling council still technically running things in Egypt. There's been a runoff election for the presidency, and now the country's election commission, also with ties to the military, if not completely run by the military, announcing that it is delayed today's planned announcement of the results of the runoff. All of that. Does anyone doubt that there isn't manipulation going on behind the scenes?
The actions that they've taken in the last week are clearly troubling. And it's been a fast-moving situation because we've had Mubarak's serious illness intervene. We don't yet have vote totals coming out.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton speaking last night on the subject of the troubling developments in Egypt on the Charlie Rose Show. Joining us now is Shadi Hamid, back from Cairo, Director of Research at the Brookings Doha Center. Shadi, first of all, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
You know, when you tick off all of those issues, Hillary Clinton talking about the additional issue of Hosni Mubarak's health, he may be near death, he's certainly out of the picture politically. Is there any doubt that the military is trying to manipulate every aspect of this so-called transition to democracy, including the naming of the president?
There's no doubt whatsoever. I mean, what we've seen the past week in Egypt is nothing less than a military coup. And it's a number of things. We've seen the reinstatement of martial law. We've seen the dissolution of an elected parliament. And we've also seen a constitutional declaration which essentially takes most of the powers away from the president. So considering all that, Egypt is now at a very frightening crossroads. And the military, we have to be very clear, the military is the major obstacle to democracy in Egypt right now. And unless there's more pressure on that military, both internally and externally, then Egypt's transition could be effectively over as we know it.
Now, you know, the generous view is, and having spent some time in Cairo, you know, things don't necessarily happen on time in Cairo or in Egypt. So there may be some other explanation for the delay. But if there is manipulation going on, Shadi, there are two outcomes here. Either they name the Muslim Brotherhood candidate as president, which would be one outcome. And based on this constitutional provision, you'd essentially have a figurehead Muslim Brotherhood president, which might be fine for the military. But on the other side, if you name Ahmed Shafiq, the prime minister under Mubarak, as the president, is that an overreach based on the political response in the streets of Cairo and on Tahrir Square?
Well, that's also another troubling development, is that even though all the vote counts that we have from a number of different sources suggest that Mohamed Morsi of the Brotherhood is the clear winner, the actual announcement has been delayed, which is raising a lot of questions about what's happening in the interim. And if the election goes instead to Ahmed Shafiq, a senior member of the old regime, then all bets are off at that point. Then we can expect a spiraling into instability, violence on the streets, you name it, because at that point, it's not just a coup. I don't even know how you would really describe it. That would mean that the military has essentially undermined not just the elected parliament, not just the elected constituent assembly, but also the elected president. I suspect they won't go that far because I'm sure they realize that that would provoke some very angry reactions and might even backfire. So I don't think we'll get to that, but if we do, I think the U.S. and the international community have to be ready for an unmistakable response. At that point, the military would be acting pretty much as a rogue entity.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the U.S. response. We're talking with Shadi Hamid, who's just back from Cairo, Director of Research at the Brookings Doha Center in Qatar. Shadi, I mean, the U.S. did talk a little bit about changing the arrangement on military aid to Egypt during that prosecution of aid workers that took place that really was a standoff several months ago. But there's really been no talk of suspending military aid, it seems to me, with these much more disturbing interventions into the democratic process. What do you make of that?
Well, there has been a mention by the U.S. State Department spokeswoman and also from the Defense Department. It hasn't been very explicit. They've said that essentially all options are on the table and that the military aid package is part an important part of the bilateral relationship, and they suggested that it might be reviewed in the future. So I suppose that's a positive first step, but I would like to see the U.S. do much more than just that. And what I've called for is that the U.S. publicly announce its red lines for U.S. aid to Egypt, just so everyone knows there's transparency, and then to make very clear that if those red lines are crossed, then U.S. aid will be suspended. No ifs, ands, and buts, no negotiation, nothing else. We have to be very clear about what we will not accept. And I don't think that a military coup is something that the U.S. can seem to be associated with. I mean, we have to remember here, there's a real risk that the U.S. will be seen to be complicit with this military coup.
Right, but Shadi, let me push back on that. Let me push back on that. You know, that sounds very reasonable to me, but is that possibly an invitation for the military regime in Egypt to say, okay, fine, you suspend the aid, we're tearing up the peace treaty with Israel?
Well, there's no way they would do that because it's in the Egyptian military's interest to keep that peace treaty. And that they've made that very clear. And that's actually one reason they want to control foreign policy, because they fear that the Muslim Brotherhood would push Egypt in a different direction, in a more anti-American, anti-Israel direction. So there's no plausible way that the Egyptian military would do that. If they do, then we know they're bluffing. And listen, let's not get the power dynamics here wrong. The Egyptian military needs us more than we need them, and we should act like it. And I think the U.S. has to be willing to play hardball here. Otherwise, no one will take us seriously. And there's a real credibility gap on the part of the Obama administration in the Middle East, because we sometimes threaten things, but the threats are always perceived to be hollow because we don't seem serious about them.
All right. A turning point for U.S. policy in Egypt, according to Shadi Hamid, Director of Research at the Brookings Doha Center. Thanks so much, Shadi.
Thanks for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.